And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Mexa. Berkeley Andrews from Seakeeper talking about this amazing technology that has come to private boaters in Southern California here. It is truly an amazing thing and giving away a phenomenal prize.
Well, you're not kidding, man. Yeah, we're having a great time with Berkeley. There's so much cool stuff to go over to it. You know, it's like things keep changing with Seakeeper and the company keeps progressing. It's just fun. It's been fun hearing about all this great info. And it's been fun talking to you this morning. If you want to get through, we want to hear from you. Like Pete said, we're giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. And that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one is the Piahi. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, probably the most popular pair of glasses that we have, at least that we sell at Fisherman's Air, that Piahi. This one's a matte black frame with that great bronze HCL lens, which is a really good lens color for kind of all scenarios. It's light enough that you can wear it in lower light conditions, overcast and fog and things like that, but still plenty dark enough that it dims things down for you even on the brightest of days. It's a great lens. This one is that brand new super thin glass. It's darn near the same weight as a polycarbonate lens in that killer Piahi frame. So again, a great pair of Maui Jims, and that's going to one lucky caller at our end of the show today. If you want to get your shot at being that lucky caller, or better yet, your chance to talk to Berkeley, ask a fishing question, fishing report, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. That's the number I would call. We do have one toll-free line open, but only one right now. That one is 877-792-1090.
All right. Or if you want to get through the local line, it's 858-457-1090. Talk to Berkeley, make a comment, give us a fish report. I'd like to hear from somebody who was out in that.
That's what I'm hoping for, too, yeah.
That
yeah.
Crazy crowd last night.
I want a lobster report, yeah.
Yeah, either L.A. or Orange County or San Diego. Let's get a lobster report.
Yeah, were they crawling? What's the deal, boys?
Yeah. Did you catch them? Maybe they're still sleeping. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah,
but hopefully they're up and
they got it done early.
Talking. Yeah, for sure. So go ahead and give us a call on that. You know, Guadalupe Island this time of the year, it turns on. And we have the trip designed for it that's been full for a year. Well, somebody had to bail out due to illness, and we have one spot open on our six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip that leaves Sunday, October 21st. Sunday, October 21st to Saturday, October 27th, absolute prime time.
On the Shogun.
On the Shogun. You can book online on the Shogun website, shogunsportfishing.com. And if you want to go do that, just book online, or you can give a call to the office, 619-226-8030. Talk to Monica or Jen and grab that spot before it's gone. Six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip, Sunday to Saturday, the 21st of October. Yep. Can't miss out on that trip.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Berkeley. Why don't we jump right back into them? Talk to Jason calling us from Marina Del Rey this morning. Hi, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Morning.
Morning, Jason.
Hey, so my question is, I always hear the difference between East Coast and West Coast fishing, and everybody says, like, oh, it's so different on the West Coast, and I hear you guys saying how we've adopted a lot of things from the East Coast, and what do you guys think about that?
I would say the biggest difference for us is that our fishery is built around a live bait fishery. You know, we're lucky enough to have the Everingham brothers, you know, supply us live bait. So our fishery is just, it's different. I mean, obviously there's different fish and there's different techniques and all kinds of other things, and you could draw a bunch of different ones. But the biggest difference for us is our availability of live bait and then our style of using it. You know, fishing with live chum, getting a jig strike, or finding fish electronics, chumming with live bait, then fishing with live bait. You know, we're just lucky enough that we get to drive to the bait receiver, and Everingham's got it fully stocked up. That's probably the biggest difference. You know, there is a lot of lure trolling. It's a lot of other things. Not that they don't have live bait, and there's always going to be similarities, but in my mind, that's the biggest difference.
Berkeley, you spend a lot of time both coasts with Sea Keeper, of course, based on the East Coast. What's your take on that?
You know what? It's you got some great weather down there, but then you get the hurricanes. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. You know, certain fishermen feel that colors will work better down in southeast Florida than they do out here in San Diego. So lure selection, it's a lot. It's there are some differences, but we all know when you got a hungry yellowfin tuna, he's hungry, he's going to eat the same color or not. But
Very different.
Yeah. The biggest difference is we know how to cast conventional reels out here. And it's not all spinning reels.
Yeah. You from the East Coast, Jason?
I'm originally from Cleveland. So I grew up fishing on Lake Erie, walleye fishing.
Okay.
So that's definitely a lot different than out here.
Now, did you fish for the mighty Lake Erie perch?
Oh, yes. My grandfather actually used to keep minnows in his garage for the perch. He would
bring
that out of the rivers.
All right.
Cool. Yes.
I have fished for the mighty Lake Erie perch. Yes, indeed. Yeah, they're kind of like surf perch.
I figure as much. Like Are they mighty because you'll get frostbite on your face trying to catch
them? Yeah, well, sometimes.
Okay.
Right? Sometimes. But anyway, it actually is a good fish. And they're pretty good to eat, too.
Sure.
Freshwater fish, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, indeed. Hey,
and then, guys, what do you think about chumming? Because I know they chum a lot on the East Coast, and, you know, we're anchored on the Tanner Bank, and I was like, why aren't we just chumming like they, you know, Ali did that on Bloody Decks at Catalina, and it worked.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly times when, you know, I mean, obviously, like anything, it's going to depend on your situation, but, I mean, you're talking like a chum bucket, I'm assuming, rather than chumming live bait.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in an inshore scenario where that chum is going to get down and build an ecosystem around you, you know, where you can get your anchor down and there's bait fish that will attract, I mean, it's certainly a good call. It's a way of putting that bait fish around you and hopefully bringing a game fish into you. So, yeah, I mean, everything is time and place dependent, but certainly it's a good call.
Indeed, yeah. And the other thing, too, if you're on a sport boat, you know, and if they're not chumming, you don't forget, everybody's line is basically chum, too. When you change your bait, that's part of the chum line.
No doubt it is.
So because the guy's not standing on the tank throwing steady chum, you're still chumming the water if you're on a sport boat, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, who's got our fishdope.com report. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hook your go-to hook. It has the right strength and durability, as well as the right design to make it an easy hook to pin on your bait, plus put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Pete, Rick. Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
What a phenomenal week of fishing again. It just keeps going and going and going. I heard Mark Wish talking yesterday about his phenomenal trip on the Wild and Sack with Danny and Pam and myself and Corby. It was just a phenomenal day. We got lucky and found some fish that wanted to bite. And literally, we got the biggest yellowfin I've ever caught in Southern California. So it was a spectacular day. That fish is on the Dolphin, and it's roaming anywhere from 5 miles off of Dana Point all the way out to San Clemente Island. It stuff's on this side of the border now, and it wants to play. And guys that are spending the time offshore finding some of that bigger yellowfin, the average fish is about 40 pounds up to 80 pounds, and I'll guarantee you in the next week or so you're going to see some of that 100-pound yellowfin because it is there. And it's all on this side of the border now, and now we got this big hurricane pushing more water up into our zone. It's absolutely not the time to put your fishing poles away. Lobster fishing last night for the guys, most of the guys I know had limits or very close to limits on the opening night of lobster season. Now you guys can catch tuna, catch lobsters. Does it get any better than that in Southern California?
No,
I don't think
no.
So.
I mean, you know, can you do all that in the East Coast? I don't think so. Yeah.
No. This time of year, you're getting ready to winterize your boats and put everything away. We're just getting our season going here. Like fall time fishing in Southern California is probably my favorite time.
Yeah.
Local summer.
Because everybody goes back to school. No one's out on the water, and it's just for us.
Yeah, except for the hoopers last night.
Right. That was when I came into the harbor last night from Catalina, I could not believe the amount of boats out in front of Dana Point Harbor. There had to be 70.
We were talking about that here. You know, a buddy and Pete had both mentioned San Diego Bay coming in, never seen it so much. I keep my boat in Mission Bay when I came in. I've literally never seen that many in my whole life.
Where'd they all come from?
I don't know, but they're there, boy.
Yeah.
It's all Dave Hansen's fault. Yeah, yeah. Everything. I'm ruining everything.
Yeah, you are, Dave. But one thing you aren't ruining, you know, Berkeley was fishing marlin yesterday, and you guys had phenomenal marlin fishing at Catalina, right?
Yeah, there's a great bite going on over there now, and you know, multiple feeders, a lot of opportunities. We had we got two. We got one bait fish and one jig fish, and we had another one on popped off. But guys hooked up all over the place. It's time. You got to get out there. It's some hot fishing.
Yeah, if you want a marlin fish. There you go. And Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, fishdope.com. You want to know where to go, where the numbers are, where to catch these fish? It's all on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, guys, I got that phenomenal website that everybody's talking about in the industry right now. It is what I've been told. It's pretty spectacular. All the information to catch fish in Southern California is right there. And like Berkeley was just saying, this marlin thing is really good right now. Lo and behold, you go to my website, there's a whole section there on how to catch marlin in Southern California, from rigging your lure to what to look for to how to do it. And then that tuna on the dolphin thing, I got that up 2 weeks before it happened here in Southern California. So go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. All the information is there available for you guys. We break it down real simple, 4 to 5 minute videos, and it's all right there. Berkeley, you probably saw me come blazing through that zone yesterday afternoon on the big Hatteras. I just had to go by there and see what Jimmy King's mill was actually doing because I heard big things about him. I tried to follow him around for a few minutes, and then my boss said he wanted to go catch short bass, so that's what we did.
You were right about pulling into the harbor last night, though, with those lobster traps. Wow.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Be careful. All right, Captain Dave, appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, let's go down to the East Cape again. Mark Rayer, Gen Ren Sport Fishing. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to say hello to you, Pete, and Rick, and Berkeley also. I wanted to thank Berkeley because he orchestrated the installation of the Sea Keeper in the Cara. He hooked me up with a Mexican dealer here who did a phenomenal job. I can't say enough, you know, about how good my installation came out on mine. And a comment that I want to make is that watching the YouTube videos and going and seeing the Sea Keeper at the Fred Hall or wherever you see it you can't imagine what it does until you actually get to go on a demo. The demo tells the tale.
Yes, it does.
Agreed.
Yeah, and you know, the other comment I get from people, and you probably hear this too, is that, you know how a lot of times when you're spending time on a rocking boat, you get on the dock or the shore and you're still rocking. People tell me, I'm not rocking.
You're not rocking on the shore because you're not rocking in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The other day I was, we were on a high spot and we were chunking for yellowfin, and there was a reasonable swell out there. It doesn't happen a lot here where we are. We basically have pretty calm weather, but I still enjoy it. I run it every day, all day, no matter what. If I'm on the boat, that Sea Keeper's spinning. But the other day I've become so used to it that I don't even realize. And I was up in the bridge and I'm looking around, and the boat next to me was a 33 Blackfin, and the skipper was holding on with both hands as he was rocking back and forth up. And I looked over there, and I'm kind of just standing there. There's no rock. You gotta ride on a boat with one to believe it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the case. You absolutely have to do that, indeed. And if you want to fish with Mark on Vaquera, you have one.
I have one. I do have a question for Berkeley. I wonder if you have the statistics on this. how many private boaters versus charter boats have sea keepers on them? I know that we're the only charter boat on the East Cape here, but I just wonder the percentage. You know, all the new, it's like you said, half the new boats are putting them on. Are those boats going to be charter boats or those private boats?
You know, those numbers are definitely going up, Mark. I don't have the exact figures. Probably here on the West Coast, I have some numbers, but worldwide, you know, back in Florida, we got a lot of hardcore guys, you know, up in the North Carolina and South Florida. Yeah, it's a little hard to track, but it's definitely going up.
You know, I have a question for you, Mark. You know, there are a lot of Cabo 35 owners
right.
in Southern California. And you're one of the first ones I know that put a seakeeper in a Cabo 35. You've owned two different styles of Cabo 35s. Will it fit in any Cabo 35?
No, it won't. Well, I don't believe that it will, and I don't think that seakeeper believes that it will fit in the Cabo 35 that has the generator in the back. It has the older Cabo 35s pre-2000 have two fuel tanks. They have one more toward the back and one more toward the front, and they have the generator all the way in the back that you have to go through a back lazarette by the bait tank to get into. And it was my understanding that Cabo changed that design because the people were having difficulty with their generators getting wet and all the way in the back of the boat there.
Uh-huh.
I have one like that, and I have not experienced any problem with the generator getting wet. But that design has everything so spread out that there's no room to put the seakeeper in. And I believe that my Cabo 35 is the first one on the planet to have a seakeeper 6 put in it, and that was because Javier Bertrand, the dealer in La Paz, figured it out. I mean, he figured out exactly how to do it. It was really very simple. The only thing that was in the way was my battery box. We had to move our batteries, and then it just slid right in there. The installation was so easy. They did it right here in my yard, and it was so easy. It was unbelievable. It did take a couple weeks, and when you want your new toy, I was kind of anxious, and that
yeah.
seemed like a year. But
yeah, tell me about it.
It was worth it. It was absolutely worth
yes.
it. I would do it again. I'd recommend it. I had him come out and look at Jen Rand. I had him look at all three of my boats, and if I could get him in my other two boats, they would have them also. But it just won't fit in every boat. It just it won't. So.
But and what year is Vaquera?
Vaquera is a 2006.
2006. So the newer Cabos, it would fit.
Anything 2000. 2000 is when they changed the hull.
Okay.
The 2000
and above.
And I've had calls from guys with Cabos that have asked me some of the crazy questions that you guys are discussing today, like, is it going to crack the hull? Are you going to have problems? All the torque, all of this, all the... You don't feel a thing, and I don't believe that it's doing any damage to the boat whatsoever. I have 500 hours, a little over 500 hours on mine now. There's no stress cracks. There's no nothing. You know, all it does is just make it so you can put your Pacificos on the counter and they're not going to fall over.
Yes, indeed. That's a beautiful thing.
Well, sounds good, Mark.
Awesome, Mark. Well, thanks for that Seakeeper report. Always great talking with you, and I can't wait to fish with you during our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez tournament next month.
Well, the Seakeeper won't be anything new for you, but I know that Mark and some of the other guys that fish with you will really enjoy it.
They'll be amazed, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Rob. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've got a question for you, Berkeley. I was
rooted
on a Tolly Craft. Are you familiar with the Tolly Craft? I had an older boat, a 66.
Great.
And had a custom-made flying bridge on top. Do they fit in 28-footers?
You know, we haven't done a 28, but we'd love to take a look at the boat. See,
so
we
would
get,
that be like a 3?
Yeah, I think it would be a 3, and those are a little bit heavier boats, pretty beamy.
Right.
Seakeeper 3 would probably be the right model. Do you know how much it weighs?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but where do you keep the boat?
Hyatt.
Okay.
The Hyatt over there. We
can talk to Andrew Jones here in San Diego and get him down to the boat and take a look, you know.
Shoot Berkeley an email, and he'll hook you up. What's your email address, Berkeley?
It is
Go for it.
B. Andrews, B-A-N-D-R-E-W-S, at seakeeper.com.
B. Andrews at seakeeper.com. He'll hook you up with Andrew Jones at the YSS Marine. It's out of Shelter Island Boatyard there. Andrew did the installation on my boat. He is a phenomenal electrician and a phenomenal work guy, too, and a great guy to work with, too.
You spoke so highly of it, and your install is so clean. I mean, you wouldn't know that wasn't something that came from the factory, you know, and it's, you know, the boat's older but very sound, but you would never know that wasn't something that wasn't there from the beginning.
You just have to be patient. I think that's marine. You want your new toy, right? You know, but you want it now.
You say marine and then any service behind it, fabrication, electrician, anything. It
doesn't matter who it is, what it is. You just have to be patient in the marine business.
It takes some time.
Especially today because business is good. So.
No doubt.
Yeah. Check it out, Rob. You will be amazed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Mike in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I had a question. Since they changed the size limit on calicos, have you noticed a difference in the population since you go out quite a bit?
I think there's absolutely an improvement.
Yeah.
What's your take?
I agree. I mean, the quality of fish is great. I think we are beyond the point of seeing all that fish that was 12 inches has now had enough time that it has become 14 inches, and I think that the fishing is every bit as good, if not better, and the overall size is better. I think that I was, you know, like everybody else, you know, no change is ever a good change at first, and I wasn't as on board, and I will admit that I'm completely wrong. I think it was a great move. I like the 5-fish limit. That's huge. That's plenty of fish to be taken. When the fishing's really good, we're fishermen, and we get greedy, and I'll be the first to admit it. I'm one of those guys, too, and when the fishing was that good and you could throw them all on board, of course I did. That's just, you know, how we were brought up. I think the 5-fish limit is great. I think the 14-inch is perfectly appropriate, and I do. I think that we're having better fishing because of it.
No doubt about it.
What's your favorite line for swim baits, Ricky?
I am a 65-pound Power Pro Super 8 Slick, even though that I know that 65 isn't a necessity for the size of fish that we're catching, but the little bit larger diameter makes it easier to cast, in my opinion. So my favorite casting is 65-pound Super 8 Slick. And then as far as the size Seaguar fluorocarbon that I attach to it, it really varies on where we're at. Locally fishing here for swim baits, I fish between 25 and 40-pound fluoro.
There you go. Like how long a shot?
Like 2-3 feet, something like that. You know,
just outside the guides.
Exactly. Yep. You took the words out of my mouth. Not outside the guides amount. I mean, really, 40-pound is probably the right size because it doesn't seem to cost you any bites. It's hard for me to get over, you know, like always. I grew up, you know, calico bass line was 12-pound or 20-pound. But, you know, guys like Corey and Benny and those guys, I mean, they all fish so heavy. And it's because it doesn't fail, and it really doesn't seem to cost you any bites at all. And if you tie a piece of 40-pound Seaguar Blue Label on, you can use that same piece all day. You don't have to change it, and you know when you do hook a big one, your line is ready for it.
And it gets you in the kelp.
No doubt.
That's the other thing, too, is using the Power Pro with the short top shot. If you do get a big one in the kelp, you can get them out.
Exactly.
Or if you hook a yellow.
Yep.
Yeah, which can happen.
And, I mean, it's not like you need, you know, the way Corey is putting it, too. You don't need 40-pound or you don't need 50-pound to land a calico bass. The difference is, you know, when you hook your big one, it might be your first fish or it might be your 40th fish. And, you know, that your line wears down, you're in the kelp. I mean, they do have teeth. Your line gets abraded. You make a lot of casts. And it just keeps your connection right for whenever the big one bites, you know, not just right at the very beginning.
And you said something very important there, abrasion. And that's one of the reasons you use fluorocarbon, Seaguar fluorocarbon, is because of that abrasion resistance. If you were using a mono top shot, yeah, it'll work, but you'll have to change it that much more often and retie your hook that much more
often. Yeah, you're dead right. You're using that way more for the abrasion resistance reason rather than the less visible reason.
Yes.
I mean, they're both good things. I mean, neither of them are a bad thing, but it's more about the abrasion than the less visible part.
Indeed. You miss calico bass fishing up there in the Northwest there, Berkeley?
I do. There's a lot of things I miss.
Probably don't miss the traffic, though.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you on that.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump right back into them? We're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, more great stuff. Still a great opportunity to get through, talk to Berkeley, and throw your name in the hat for those great glasses. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom Series and the redesigned International. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Penn. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffles, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you want to get through? Here's your chance. 877-792-1090. You can talk to Berkeley. Talk some fishing here. Still waiting on a lobster report.
Yeah, come on, guys.
For sure, let's hear it. And also, I want to tell you about that Royal Star trip coming up in Mazatlan. We have two Let's Talk Hookup trips that we're sponsoring in January, January 25th, January 29th. Four-day trip. Fly down, fly back to Mazatlan. Now, you're fishing the same zones that you're going to be fishing on a trip out of Puerto Vallarta. But you're going to be fishing in Royal Star Luxury.
Exactly.
Gourmet meals, top-of-the-line crew, and you're in Mazatlan at the El Cid there, which is just a great destination place. Cheaper airfare flying out of the CBX and right into Mazatlan there, and a great town to spend some days in if you want to extend your trip. But this is a great opportunity for you to go fishing on a go catch a big one on a four-day trip on the Royal Star. So January 25th, January 29th, 2 four-day trips. If you want to go, you can book right online, royalstarsportfishing.com, or give a call to Tracy in the office. She'll explain. They have a whole page on the website explaining the trips, and you can ask questions to Tracy, and she'll fill you in.
This is basically like doing a 10-day trip's worth of fishing in less than a week. You know, in your, you know, the especially if your trip incorporates a little bit of weekend time, I mean, you're able to do a full-on long-range trip targeting giant tuna in a very, very short amount of time. It's the perfect thing for the guy that's always wanted to do long-range fishing but hasn't had the time. Now you're getting long-range class, long-range crew, long-range platform, but you're getting it in that style of fly-in, fly-out, short trip. It's going to be an awesome trip.
And here's the other thing about the Royal Star. They are fully equipped by Shimano on that boat with all the tackle you need. You don't need – you just bring your – bring your little suitcase of clothes when you fly down, fly back. They have all the tackle you need on that boat. You don't even need extra tackle.
It's going to be a great
trip. If you're all worried, well, I don't have the tackle to cover a 300-pound tuna,
they got
don't worry about it. They got you covered.
And
so.
You've just got that crew. That's what they do. Oh, I mean, they're so good at dealing with big fish. And I know you and I both, same thing. I mean, there's not another guy I'd rather have next to you standing there, you know, helping deal with those big ones.
Yeah, and in end of January, think about that.
Prime.
It's like end of January is such a great time down there, flat, calm water, beautiful weather, and think about what it's like here.
Exactly.
Okay, let me think. Am I going to go rockfish fishing or go catch a 300-pound tuna down out of Mazatlan on the Royal Star? That's the way it goes. So check it out, royalstarsportfishing.com, and book one of those trips before they're all gone. Let's find out what's cooking out there. Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. Man, Yanni, I've been getting so many kudos from our listeners about your recipes. And, boy, oh, boy, I'll bet you have another good one today.
Well, thank you very much. Your listeners, the Let's Talk Hookup guys, are my absolute best fans. I mean, I love them to death. I get stopped by them all the time. Speaking of the Royal Star and big tuna, when you guys go on that trip and come home with some big tuna, I've got a new recipe for tuna belly.
Ooh.
And what I've done is I'm grilling up tuna belly alongside pork belly. So I am grilling up skewers of tuna belly woven with pork belly on the barbecue, and here's the best part. It's Filipino style. It's Hawaiian Filipino style with an amazing, simple-to-make adobo sauce.
Oh, that sounds so good. Yeah. Two of my favorite things in the world right there for sure. And it's going to be on Fisherman's Belly right now?
It's on Fisherman's Belly right now. It'll be on your website very soon. And, of course, it's on my YouTube channel at Fisherman's Belly Channel. So come and see it. It's an unbelievable recipe.
Yeah, and so, you know, just so you know, there's not enough time on the radio to give the exact recipe, but the best thing to do is to go to fishermansbelly.com or go to our Angler's Table page on the Let's Talk Hookup website and watch Yanni's video, check the recipe out. You'll know exactly what to do. That's the way to do it, for sure. Yanni, thanks a lot for that. fishermansbelly.com. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you guys will. Have a great day today.
See you, Yanni.
You too.
All right. Well, hey, the phone lines are packing back up again. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Patrick calling us from Imperial Beach this morning. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
What's up, Patrick?
What's happening? Hey, yeah, I got a question about your Mexican fishing license wristband.
Sure.
I was wondering, are they mandatory or will your regular fishing license that you buy at a tackle shop still be sufficient when you go into Mexican waters?
You know, unfortunately, it's a different thing from your fishing license. So you will you need them both. The fishing
if
license.
If you're fishing the Coronado Islands.
Exactly. You know, this wristband is only for access into one of the Mexican island biospheres. And it's about, you know, it's about a 1 mile square around the islands. It's not exact, but roughly so. So if you were fishing tuna, say, outside the islands, just your Mexican fishing license, you know, and your FMM would be fine. If you were fishing more than 12 miles offshore, just your Mexican fishing license would be fine. But if you're in one of the islands, you do need to have the wristband, whether it's Coronado or San Martin or Cedros or Guadalupe or any of those. But it's different from your Mexican fishing license. It's just for fishing inside the biosphere.
The other thing a lot of people don't understand and don't have is you also, if you're fishing in an area where you need an FMM within 12 miles of any island or landmass in Mexico, you need the temporary importation permit for your boat. And and you can do that this Saturday at the SAC live event on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. They will process that. Go to the SAC website. Look for what paperwork you need to bring, and they'll do it for you. I think it's $50, and it lasts for, I think, is it 10
years?
5 years
or 10 years. It's a long
time.
Yeah,
it's a long
time. I think it's
10.
And it's really cool that they're going to do it for you. So, like you say, just make sure that you show up with the appropriate amount of stuff, and it'll get processed with the guys from SAC. And I want to just say again, I mean, I know we're doing the show, but I think it's so cool that SAC does all this for us as private boaters, because they have nothing to do with us. It's just, it is a Sport Fishing Association of California. I mean, they are paid for with money from the sport boats, looking out for the sport boats, but they do so much for us as private boaters too. So I just want to give yet another kudos. They don't need to be helping us with temporary importation permits. They don't need to be getting.
They represent the landings.
Sport boats, yes.
Yeah, the sport boats.
They're the reasons.
Not the private boaters.
I know this, you know, you take this however you take it. They're the reasons we're able to get the wristbands.
Right.
You know, what they could do is just say, yeah, figure it out on yourselves. There is no organization.
Go drive to Ensenada and pick them
up. Exactly. There is no organization for us as private boaters, and it is a requirement. Obviously, SAC's not the one requiring it. Mexico is, but they're giving us an outlet to be able to do it. So
Patrick, if you're fishing tuna, you don't need to worry about
it.
You don't need to worry about the wristbands. If you're fishing at the Coronado Islands, then you need the wristbands.
And
you can pick them up at any of the landings in San Diego, Dana Landing, C4 Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Is it an extra step? Yes. The advantage, though, is only $5. They're very easy. They're very fast to get. You know, Fisherman's, we open at 4:30 in the morning. Dana Landing opens early in the morning. C4th opens early in the morning. I mean, is it one more thing you have to do? Yes, but you just get to swing through. It takes you 5 minutes and $5, and you're on your way.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, look at that. We got our first lobster report from Tim. He's calling us from Catalina this morning. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we were out there in the circus. It was about as packed as it can get.
It looked pretty darn busy,
Were you in Catalina?
Yeah, I'm still in Catalina right now. I'm calling from the cell towers nearby, so we picked you guys up and listened to the radio. So you guys wanted to report, I'm going to give it to you. About one legal in five shorts was about what we got, and they were good size. No problem there, but the boat traffic was horrendous. The divers were fighting with boaters. It was not pretty.
Oh, boy.
Brutal.
Just so wrong.
But the bait was easy to make. A lot of bird schools out here. You could literally just load up as much mackerel as you wanted. The current was nice. The trouts weren't pulling up going down the island. It was good. I'm not going to complain for opening night. We're going to try it again tomorrow night and try to get a couple more. But, yeah, we ended up with nine legals, and we're going to be making some breakfast burritos here in just a second.
Nice. Now, trust me, you certainly do not need to say so, and nothing specific either, but just curious, did you try shallow, or were you trying deep? And we don't need to be any more specific than that.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, we were 60 to 110 feet, and they were right in between the two, right on 80 feet of waters where we got ours. But like I said, there was a lot of shorts. I thought for sure that would be a little easy limits over here, but it wasn't as much. Maybe because the current wasn't as good, or the boat traffic was heavy. We're going to give another shot tomorrow night, and then hopefully it'll be better.
Well, sounds
still
like you got some nice legals. Nice legals and a nice little batch of lobsters. Good for you, Tim.
Nothing
That's
like
great.
Like a Catalina lobster. Hey, enjoy that burrito, Tim. Thanks a lot for that lobster report from Catalina. Appreciate
That's
the
cool.
call this morning.
That's way cool. All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. How about we talk to Tom from Menifee on the line? Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Berkeley. I just wanted to touch on, you spoke earlier about the East Coast fishing and boating, and I'm an East Coast native from New Jersey, and my boat is named Jersey, by the way. And I'll touch on the fish first. I mean, we have all the fish there. We have bluefin up to 1,500 pounds. We got all the tuna, big eye, yellowfin, albacore that are as big as 65 pounds, swordfish, blue marlin, white marlin, wahoo. And as far as the boats there, I mean, here's our history. All the main boats, the Vikings, Oceans, Main Ship, Bertrams, they're all East Coast boats.
Yeah.
That the East Coast is alive and well. It's basically the home of saltwater fishing. I mean, for God's sake, the pilgrims were fishing.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's fishing is and the amazing thing that always amazes me is we can fish year round here in Southern California, whereas your seasons back there, unless you're down in the Carolinas or Florida, are not year round, right?
Well, they have all different fishing, but the pelagics are pretty much seasonal.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to touch that, you know, it is a very historic fishing. Our pen reels were all from Philadelphia, and, I mean, it's a huge fishery there and a lot of loyal people involved.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the amazing thing is the number of boats back there. The boating and fishing is a huge recreation, right? Berkeley, I mean, that's where Seakeeper is, right?
Oh, yeah, we're right outside of Philadelphia, so it's quite impressive. All the big manufacturers and the history, there's nothing like it in the world.
Yeah, so appreciate that, Tom. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Dwayne, calling us from Canyon Lake. Hi, Dwayne, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Dwayne? Good morning.
Hey, my question today is, you guys talk a lot about going down to Mexico. I know that a lot of the resorts have tackle and a lot better tackle than they used to, but, like, I know you guys take your own tackle down there when you go. So I was curious, how do you get your rods, reels down there on the planes and stuff like that? So if you guys could let me know how that works.
You know what I do is I take my reels and I use their rods. Then I don't have to take a rod tube. And I just pack them in my bag, you know, cushion them up in my clothes. Or if I take a cooler down, put them in the cooler, pack it with my clothes. Take an extra bag so when I come bring fish home, I can put that stuff in a bag and just check the bags.
I do the exact same thing. With that said, there are very good rod devices, you know, Flambeau and Plano all make, you know, nice rod carrying cases, and they're easy, and, you know, they have adopted other things like luggage now. They have wheels on them, so you can pack all your rods in them, you know, wrap them in bubble tape, bubble wrap before you put them in there, so they're nice and secure. The rod tubes telescope up and down to whatever size you need. It rolls behind you like any other piece of luggage, and then you just check it on the plane. So if you have gear that's particular to you, or you happen to be going to a place that does need to require it, it's just a matter of getting a nice rod case. They're around $100, you know, from a little below to a little above, and you can have
get
a nice
durable
case.
One, and they check them just like a bag.
Yeah, I've had the same, you know, Plano Bazooka, Plano Flambeau, same Bazooka tube for 10 years, and it's still, you know, still rolling right along. So.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Pete. I try not to take it as often, but sometimes you need it, and when you do, that's how you do it.
Absolutely. What was that, Dwayne?
Do you guys take ice chests too? They're good with that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Yeah, you know, one thing I might add too, where are you going?
Yeah, that's the big part.
Oh, I'd like to go down to the East Cape here in the next month or two.
Yeah, so
I haven't been down in a long time. I know things have changed.
Yeah, here's a new concept for you on the ice chests. Ice chests weigh, I don't know, 10 pounds, something like that. If you are going to have your fish processed like at a place like East Cape Smokehouse or one of the smokehouses, they sell boxes, like much like the ones that you'd buy, bring your fish back from Alaska.
Wax
boxes, and they pack them for you, and they last. They're airline safe. They last, and they weigh a fraction. So if you catch a lot of fish and you want to bring 50 pounds of fish, so you don't have to pay overweight, you're going to be able to bring that much more fish because those boxes are probably at least 5 or 6 pounds lighter than a cooler.
You're bringing 40-some pounds of filet home rather than, you know, 30 pounds of filet and 10 pounds of cooler. You know?
Yeah. So but it's your option. There's still a lot of people that travel with coolers.
Yep.
And it's a good way to go.
It's just a matter of, you know,
that sounds like the best way to do it.
Yeah,
okay, guys,
easy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim Piahis, that's going to Jason from Marina Del Rey. Jason, congratulations. You are going to love those glasses.
Yeah, indeed. And Berkeley Andrews, the amazing sea keeper. It's like, you know, they should have put it on Ripley's Believe It or Not, right? Because believe it, because seeing and feeling is believing, right?
That's right, Pete. We love to get you out on a demo boat, take a ride, be amazed. And I'd be happy to talk to anyone about the refit process. You got a boat out there, you're getting beat up. Let's put a Seakeeper on.
Whether you're getting beat up or not, I mean, like Mark Rayer was saying, I turn it on whether it's flat or not flat, because why not, right?
Seriously.
It just is, the fatigue factor is enormous. Just the comfort factor is amazing. It is... It's a game changer on your fishing.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
That's exactly right.
But, and you'll tell people, yes, we can do it. Here's what you need. Here's what the cost is. Here's what I recommend. You'll hook them up with the installer to come down there and check it out, the whole deal, right?
That's right. That's right. We want to make it easy. We want to make it simple and get it on your boat.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll be doing several demo days that we'll be promoting here on Let's Talk Hookup coming up in January through the whole boating season there through April.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Actually, through the summer. So we got plans to have a big tour this coming year, and looking forward to it.
You're going
to
be traveling some more, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do we do that?
Go to our website, seakeeper.com. You can click on your region where you're located, and you can find the information about me as the sales manager for the West Coast. Happy to talk to you guys, and let's get it on board.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Berkeley. Appreciate you coming down, and appreciate Seakeeper, no doubt about it. And thank you to Adam for all he does. He's going to have all those archives and everything up on our website, as well as our fantastic app. If you haven't downloaded that app, do it today. Let's Talk Hookup. It's the app. It's free, and you can do it on Google Play or on the App Store. Check it out. Next Saturday, we're going to be live. Rick, myself, Ken Frankie, and the entire team of the Sport Fishing Association of California will be live at the Sport Fishing Association of California office there, right at the San Diego Landings. It's between Pizza Nova and Fisherman's Landing. Right there, we'll be on the waterfront, right there at the SAC office. It's going to be a great event. You definitely want to come down and check it out. We'll have a lot of great prizes and a lot of great people to talk to while you're down there. That's next Saturday. Then next Sunday, Captain Greg Gowett from the Aztec will be in. Thanks for listening today. Thank you. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.